Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you're talking playoffs, and they are. I mean, Drake May's talking playoffs. He didn't shoot down the idea of it. He didn't say, we're not going there. He was open to the idea of postseason play, at least in that particular answer. If that's true, then the rebuild is over, right? I mean, like, that's sort of how I look at it. And it may be mincing words a little bit. Wow, the rebuild's over, so what? You know, rebuilds, not all rebuilds are the same. I agree. Not all rebuilds are the same. But I also think that when a team is in a rebuild, as the Patriots clearly were, there's, and maybe not always in Boston, but oftentimes there is a element of a grace period that you get for the rebuild. You have a rookie quarterback. You have a new head coach, an offensive coordinator that you're bringing back, all new coaches. You have rookies that are expected to play an important role in your offense. You've drafted a tackle in the first round, a running back in the second round, and a wide receiver in the third round. Like, you are planning on all of those people contributing, too, by the way. And one of them sure is. One of them definitely is. The other two, not so much, but that's neither here nor there. The point is that I think the Patriots went into this season with, for the Boston sports fan, which I know is sort of grading on a curve, but for Boston sports fan, there was patience. I think that they were willing, fans were willing to be patient with this team. I was willing to be patient with this team. I was willing to look at a 6 or 7 win season as a success. I was willing to look at that as something that was positive, as something that you could build off of, as something that you could take into next year and look at as progress, as an evolution of a team that's being rebuilt sort of one piece at a time. New quarterback, new coach, new this, new that, new everything. New defense. I mean, geez, how much money did they spend in free agency to redo that defense? They got all sorts of new guys in that defense. And not only that, but Mike Vrabel jettisoned a lot of the old Bill guy. I mean, you know, Peppers gone, Juwan Bentley gone, all these guys gone. That wasn't a coincidence, I don't think. And usually when you have a big overhaul like that, the thinking is give it a year. Give it some time. Don't expect big returns right away. Don't expect there to be fireworks in the first, you know, couple of months. You go sort of, I don't want to say scorched earth because that implies animosity. I'm not exactly sure that was what he was doing. But when you go full, you know, cleaner on everything, you oftentimes are expected to have a bit of a growing pain that follows that. And I don't know, first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, you could say there was that. But since then, it's been pretty great. To the point now where they are high in power ranking. Stephen A. Smith had him number 5. Their quarterback has elbowed his way right into the MVP conversation. And in doing so, that patience and that grace that you generally get when you're in a rebuild is gone. And I wonder, I wonder how that's going to go, Stephen A. I wonder how that's going to land in the locker room. Because I think that even though you wouldn't actually hear him say this, but even though Vrabel and a lot of these players that were brought in, you know, they were all saying the right things in the offseason, I think they were expecting maybe a bit of a tougher road, even with this schedule. I think if you really got the truth out of them, they would tell you, yeah, this is happening maybe a little faster than we thought it would. And I think that's great, by the way. I think it's great that they're ahead of schedule. But when you're ahead of schedule, this is what happens. You're not rebuilding anymore. You can still add to the team. You can still do certain things. But you're not a rebuilding team anymore. Now you're a team that's going for, like the Commanders last year. They were a rebuilding team. They drafted their quarterback, and they were good right away. The Texans were a rebuilding team with a new coach and a new quarterback. They were in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, people were talking about them like they were the next big thing. Commanders, again, I mean, they went to the NFC title game. They were no longer rebuilding. You couldn't say that about them anymore. They were still going to try and add, but that's, you know, now there's expectations. And with the Patriots, it's like more than expectations. Like, the expectations have been raised, but now there's this whole hype train going on. And as the hype train sort of steaming down the track here, I think that a couple of truths have emerged. Number one, you're not rebuilding anymore. And number two, there's going to be a bit of a hype tax, I think. And I'm not sure how the Patriots necessarily are going to pay it. You know, how they're going to pay.
How do you fill that out when it's tax day in April?
I don't know. But, you know, it's like the troll toll. You get a high-profile start like this, all of a sudden every little mistake you make becomes a bigger deal. The patience that comes from a rebuild out the window. The other end of that, though, of the hype tax, is that you get your games flexed into primetime. And you get people like Stephen A. Smith and Dan Orlovsky, who will play for you in a second here, if you heard him the other day, talking about this incredible success that the Patriots are experiencing now with Drake May. I remember talking to Orlovsky in the Mac Jones years. Dan Orlovsky loves quarterbacks, man. He just loves them.
It's almost like he was one.
It doesn't matter if they're good or not, though. But like, I had a friend like that whose name is also Dan, by the way. I have a friend like that, and he's like that, but with movies. Every movie, you ask him about any movie, and he'll tell you it's a great movie. Just because actors got in front of a camera and directors shot the thing and they acted and there was a movie. Like, just the art of making a movie, he's just so enthralled by that he likes every movie. He even liked The Green Hornet. Like, he likes every movie. That's like Orlovsky. He likes every quarterback. They're all good. They're all beautiful. It's just because they're playing quarterback. That's all it takes.
Well, surely you got to remember when Orlovsky said this ahead of the 21-22 season.
Him as the starter, they become a top four team in the conference. I would not have said that with Cam Newton as the starter.
Okay. He was talking about Mac Jones there, right? He loved Mac Jones. And him and I were actually kind of in line on that because I thought that the Patriots screwed Mac Jones over so badly that it just affected his career in a way that you'd be surprised if he ever bounced back. He is bouncing back a little bit this year, although he had a tough night the other night. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how that keeps going. not that I want to bring this, make it about Mac Jones. But I do think that there is a hype tax that comes with this. And the Patriots, while at full strength, certainly seem to be able to pay it. What if they're not at full strength? What if, like what happens with every team, they suffer an injury or two, and that important player on the offense or the defense gets sidelined for, you know, however long? It's not really happened yet. So far, they've had a very charmed season when it comes to the injury report. But I saw Steph Diggs on the injury report today. I saw Landry, who's not at practice. Gonzalez and Barmore, full participants. I saw that. I was happy about that. But every time the injury report comes out, I cringe a little bit. I'm just like, oh, God, can't afford to lose him. Can't afford to lose them. Can't afford to lose any of these guys. The people who are on the list every week, it's like Caden Wallace and Tommy DeVito. That's basically it. Like, you know, you had Keon White, I think, miss a week. He hasn't really done much for you so far. But other than that, you know, you've done okay. You've done okay with that. Gonzalez, since he's been back, has been excellent. You were able to survive those couple of games that he didn't play in. And now that he's here and assuming that he can stay healthy, I think that this defense is solid, and I think that the offense is just going to continue to grow and get better. But that is now, I mean, I think here we are. If you win this game, you're playing the Titans. You should beat them. You get to 5-2, you're a 5-2 team. No more rebuild, folks. No more rebuild. Now it's expectations. Now you got a hype tax. Now you got people not giving you any sort of grace when it comes to that thing. And that's, to me, a welcome sight, because I much prefer talking about football teams that have expectations than teams that you have to, you know, well, they lost again, but that was not a bad way. You know, like, I just, that's, it's brutal. The last couple of years of this have been brutal. Oh, it's, I know, it's the NFL, so you can always talk about it. There are always going to be some drama. There are always going to be something. But, man, the last 2 years of four wins, you can't go 20 years of winning all those championships and then be expected to just go, yeah, 4-13, and next year they'll get them. But it's happening. It's happening in front of our very eyes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike Vrabel, Drake May, all very copacetic, all in alignment. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on as well. CBS Sports had a list of the best offseason acquisitions. Patriots are all over it. And they should be. It is really working for him right now. Things
are
working.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening.
So there you go. No more rebuild. Going to get a little bit of a hype tax. And also, when teams get hyped up like this, they become a target. The Titans suck, but, I mean, you're probably going to get their best game this weekend. That's sort of what I've resigned myself to think. The Titans are not a good team, but you're probably going to get their best game because this is one of those pride games. We just fired our coach. The old coach is coming back in here. He's going to be looking to embarrass us. He's going to be looking to give us the old Joe Mazzulla belt-to-ass treatment like he gave to the media. And we can't let that happen. We got to go out there. And by the way, the Tennessee Titans last year, with Mason Rudolph as the quarterback, beat you and turned over Drake May 3 times. He threw 2 picks and had a strip sack. So, you know, like that, it's just, again, I mean, that was last year Drake May and not this year Drake May. Or at least last 3 weeks, 4 weeks of Drake May. But I also think that if you're the Tennessee Titans or any team going forward from here on out, you're looking at the Patriots and their offense in a very, very different way, in a much different way than you were before. I think coming into the year, there were, you know, just the idea, it's Mike Vrabel, he builds from the inside out, it's going to be ground and pound, you know, defense and run game and all that stuff, that's what it's going to be. It's what Gerard Mayo wanted it to be last year, but Mike Vrabel's actually going to come in here and institute it. And instead, they can't run the ball for bleep, and Drake May is the most accurate deep ball passer in the history of the NFL early on here in his career. But that, to me, I mean, you look at it and you have to assume that teams are going to adjust to it. Teams are going to be able to look at film. They're going to be able to make adjustments to what Drake May's trying to do. They won't make it so easy to go deep down the field with just one safety back. Like, I think that all of those things are going to now become the reality of the New England Patriots, because that's what happens when you get off to a big hot start. And I think their start, you can look at the Colts, and we'll talk about this later because I do want to poll the audience here on who the good teams in the NFL actually even are right now, because you can debate just about every one of them. Every team that doesn't suck, you can make an argument that they're either better than they look or not as good as they look, and there's not really any way to prove it right now. Like, all of these teams are pretty shaky. The good teams are all pretty shaky, and there's some mediocre teams that you think are probably better than their record, and teams with good records that you don't think are that good. But it's hard to really know who's for real and who isn't at this point in the season. But the Patriots, for some reason, everybody's very, very convinced that the Patriots are not part of that. The Patriots are, yeah, they're chugging right along, and nothing's going to slow them down. We'll see. I don't think the Titans are going to slow them down. But if they do, and when I say slow them down, I don't mean like beat them. I don't think the Patriots are going to lose this game. But if they have a tight finish like they did against New Orleans, that was a close game against a bad team, the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they hung around. They were right there, and that was a game on the road, just like this one's going to be here in Tennessee. And the Titans, if they can hang around, if they can, you know, make you sweat it out a little bit, is that going to change anything? Are you going to think any different? Are style points important now? That's what happens when you're a good team, right? You know, you start micro-analyzing, well, how did they win the game? Is this sustainable? If they get to the playoffs, are they going to be able to win that way? All those type of things. Because that's what happens when you get into the playoff conversation. And it's pretty early to be doing this. I mean, Drake May, I was a little surprised to hear him even entertain it in the way that he did. But those are the types of conversations that you have. It wasn't that long ago, folks. We were all here. We all remember what the playoff conversations were like. We all remember when the team was really good. We all remember how we talked about them, how we talked about the early season games, the first month of the season, not really mattering. Remember? Remember that? Remember Bill Belichick and Patricia and all these people? Wow, the first month, you know, like, so what? That's when you figure stuff out. And we were all like, yeah, that's when you figure stuff out. And then the rest of the year, you win every game. You know, you go 14-2, but you go 2-4 to start the year. Like one of those. I remember. But now, I don't know. I mean, I think now the starts are much more important. Getting off to a 4-2 start like this, Drake May putting up the numbers that he's putting up, all of those things are connecting. All of those things are connecting locally, and they're connecting nationally. I still think this team needs some work. I don't think that the roster is perfect. I don't think that they've solved every problem. I think that there's still some things that they need to address. But I think you have to say right now that this rebuild is officially over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.